Eminem has faced numerous attempts to cancel him, from being considered a racist for dressing up in a sombrero, to being accused of promoting violence, misogyny, and homophobia in his lyrics. It even got to the point where people began protesting about how his music was literally endangering society. However, there has only been one instance where he chose to apologize, at least when it comes to him dissing another rapper, and that rapper is Tyler, the Creator. Hi, I'm Luesta. I create weekly commentary videos on things I'm into. And today, we're going to discuss an old beef between Tyler, the Creator and Eminem. And by the end of the video, I want you guys to tell me in the comments who won the beef. A relationship that started out as friends and praise for one another.
Eminem was one of them. And what I got from him was he really he said what was on his mind and he backed it.
Suddenly turned into a series of back and forths, leading Eminem to saying a few things that he literally had to take back.
I was angry when I said the shit about Tyler.
So what really happened between these two rappers? And ultimately, who took home the W? It all started on November 27th, 2014, when a much more immature Tyler, the Creator, went on Twitter to voice his thoughts. I love you, Marshall. You are one of my favorite rappers, but dude, Shady XV is fucking ass. Ha 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 ha. Why won't someone who loves him tell him no? Now, for those who don't know, Shady XV was a double disc compilation album that featured various artists signed to Eminem's label, Shady Records, and was released 3 days before Tyler, the Creator tweeted this. The XV represents the label's 15th anniversary and serves as its 15th project. But the album wasn't really well received by fans and critics. It was actually one of M's most mediocre releases, and people saw it more as a quick cash grab than him actually putting effort to put out a quality project. The album received a 2 out of 10 by Pitchfork and a 4 out of 10 by The Needle Drop. And overall, fans were just not feeling this one. However, what Tyler, the Creator said was messed up for a couple of reasons. For one, Tyler, the Creator once saw Eminem as an idol, and he was pretty public about it. Just taking a look at his catalog early in his career, you can see that his music took a ton of inspiration from Slim Shady, from using his music to make fun of and take shots at mainstream pop stars like Bruno Mars.
Robbing him, I'll crash that f***ing airplane at that nigga Bob is in and stab Bruno Mars in his goddamn esophagus.
To saying some of the most out-of-pocket shit, like graping a pregnant woman to tell his friends he had a threesome. And when the two first met in Ireland back in 2011, the first thing Tyler, the Creator did was praise him for his album Relapse, which he declared as one of his favorite albums of all time. And he literally checked it off as a life goal of his that he finally completed when he met Eminem. So it's almost as if Tyler, the Creator quite literally ripped a page out of the Eminem handbook to start his career. And well, I mean, dissing your idol's latest album and voicing it to millions of people on the internet isn't always the best idea. However, he would later say in an interview with Funk Flex that although he loved the album Relapse, he believed that Eminem switched up his sound on his next album titled Recovery, which he believes was due to Relapse receiving a poor and critical reception. And this really disappointed Tyler, as he felt like Eminem was no longer trying to fulfill his core fan base.
It was like, this is the aesthetic and what I want to go with. And he went 100% with what he liked on there. People trashed it. He came with the recovery.
He gave it what everyone wanted.
With the pop hooks. The shit worked.
And that album was dope. And
everyone gave high fives. The fans that didn't really like it, I want the old him. I want the Marshall Mathers LPM. It feels like he read that and was like, damn, you know what? Fuck. Let me go back and try to rehash a moment. And when people go back, that is the grossest fucking thing. Move forward, get what you're into for real.
But the thing is that Tyler was clearly not the only one voicing his distaste about Eminem's newer work. In fact, it was very common at the time for people to say that Eminem low-key fell off and that his newer songs were kind of cringe.
The worst bar on this track being, actually just shit on my last chick because she has what my ex lacks.
And this really all stems back to a long 5-year hiatus that Eminem took in 2006, when he took some time off to recover from entering a drug-induced coma that literally almost killed him. This motivated him to go to rehab, get clean, and stop doing drugs altogether, which he's still keeping up till this very day. However, this change would spill into Eminem's music, and many of Eminem's core fanbase has felt like he lost touch with his roots from when he first entered the game. So many believe that Tyler, the Creator was simply speaking the truth, and that Eminem should actually appreciate the fact that someone with as much influence as Tyler, the Creator, is still carelessly voicing his honest opinion. But Eminem didn't initially respond to this tweet. However, Tyler, the Creator doubled down 3 years later. And this is what really provoked a response from Eminem that he would eventually regret saying. Let me set the scene. The year is 2017, and Eminem is beginning the rollout for his new album, Revival. This album would go on to prove to be one of the lowest points in Eminem's artistry, as once again, this project would receive negative feedback for a variety of reasons. First, many fans and critics felt like the album was just too political and preachy, with Eminem taking aim at political figures such as Mike Pence and Donald Trump. And he also tried to cover social issues such as racism, gun control, and police brutality. And it's also the time Eminem officially became a meme.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
This political approach wasn't necessarily a bad idea, as Eminem had also done this previously when he was in his quote-unquote prime. But this time, it was just poorly executed, and the album was just bad. On top of this, it was criticized for its lack of raw energy and aggression that had characterized Eminem's earlier work. A lot of people felt the album was too pop-oriented, and that he was just collaborating with a bunch of pop artists such as Beyoncé and Ed Sheeran, which came off as him trying his absolute hardest to go mainstream. And of course, the most obvious flaw was the album's production, feeling that it was overly polished and lacked the gritty underground sound that once again had made Eminem's earlier albums so popular. Overall, Revival was criticized for not living up to the high standards set by Eminem's previous work, and for being too polished and commercial in nature. And everyone saw how bad this album was going to be when Eminem decided to release one of the album's first singles, Walk on Water. When he dropped this song, he was already receiving a ton of negative criticism from tons of media outlets and public figures, one of which was, of course, Tyler, the Creator, who once again took to Twitter to state how the song was horrible. Now, he didn't directly tag Eminem, but it's clear that this was a shot due to the date of the tweet being November 10th, 2017, which was the exact same day he released the song. Again, Tyler was not the only one saying this song sucked. I mean, to be honest, it was pretty weak. And when the album dropped, its performance was proof that Eminem's fall from grace was undeniable. The album was his lowest selling album ever, despite the fact it still sold nearly 200,000 units its first week. It's crowned as one of the worst hip hop albums of all time, up there with The Big Day by Chance the Rapper and Supermarket by Logic. And this is the same man who made the Marshall Mathers LP, an album that went on to sell almost 2 million copies in its first week. So clearly, Eminem had to do something after putting up such a poor performance, as every hip hop media outlet was letting him have it, claiming how he fell off, and nearly every album review page was giving it a low rating. Even Eminem's core fanbase couldn't defend this one, other than Royce da 5'9", who literally deserves an award for how much he capped about liking this album.
You talking about the Revival album?
Oh, no, I didn't like
I fucking love it. I love it. I listen to it every day.
Stop the cap.
And so he did. And only 8 months later, Eminem came back with an entirely new project titled Kamikaze, where he literally made it his mission to get back at everyone who was talking shit about Revival. Kamikaze had fans hype, as it was being promoted as Eminem returning to his roots while also showcasing a bit more social awareness. He released it out of nowhere. This time, there was no announcement of when it would drop or any lead single or anything like that. And on top of this, it was executively produced by Dr. Dre. And just like the old days, Eminem stirred up a bunch of controversy with this album, mainly for the fact he name-dropped so many people on this project, from Joe Budden to Charlamagne to Lord Jamar, and of course, Tyler, the Creator. But out of the long list of celebrities he took shots at, there was only one person that he apologized to, and it was for the diss to Tyler, the Creator that came on the song titled The Fall. In this track, he directs a derogatory homophobic comment towards Tyler, the Creator, referencing the rapper's sexuality.
The Ripper back in business, Tyler, create nothing. I see why you called yourself a bitch. It's not just because you lack attention, it's because you worship the 12 balls.
Eminem appeared to be unaware of the evolving influence and sensitivity surrounding the LGBTQ+ community in today's cultural landscape. He may have been accustomed to a time where he could use homophobic slurs without facing any significant consequences. However, the LGBTQ community is stronger than ever, and rappers can literally get canceled for disrespecting them. Now, for those who don't know, Tyler, the Creator had hinted at his queerness in his 2017 album, Flower Boy, where he mentioned kissing white boys since 2004 and essentially came out of the closet on the metaphorical song, Garden Shed. Although Eminem censors the F word, his intention remained evident. And after the album came out and millions of people heard him say the slur in the song, they had to update it and censor it. Tyler, the Creator would later respond to Eminem's diss in an interview with Flex.
Favorite rapper really inspired me. I don't like his new stuff. And Cars he doesn't like that. I don't like his new stuff. And he dissed me on his last album. And I remember
hearing it. Why did he?
Because I keep being vocal about shit that I don't like. Clancy's probably like, fuck, Paul Rosenberg's gonna text me or whatever. I love Paul.
And Eminem would later do an interview of his own with Sway Calloway from Sway in the Morning, where he took some time to explain why he regretted saying this about Tyler, the Creator, claiming that he was just angry in the moment.
I was angry when I said the shit about Tyler.
He would then go on to say why he felt angry with Tyler in the first place, referring to the tweets I mentioned earlier.
Every time I saw this kid, like, oh, he's so cool to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I loved his energy, like everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He was a funny dude, like he's super charismatic and shit. But I'm sitting back like, man, at what point do I have to say something just to defend myself? And I think that the word that I called him on the album was, on that song, was one of the things where I felt like this might be too far.
But what do you guys think about this whole situation? Did Eminem really need to respond with an apology? Or did Tyler get what he deserved by dissing Eminem? And for being a little two-faced? As always, it's your boy Luesta, and I hope you enjoyed watching this video. And if you did, don't forget to drop a like and subscribe, and comment down below what you want me to talk about next. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.